One of the issues before Congress this year is reauthorizing the 1996 Welfare Reform Law. The Bush administration has proposed some changes, including an increase in the work requirement. That is the percentage of a state's welfare recipients, people who are receiving Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, who are required to be working. It's now 50% of TANF recipients, and over the next few years, the administration wants to increase that to 70%. The proposal has gotten a largely critical reception from the National Governors Association, which surveyed state welfare administrators. 41 states indicated that the higher work requirement would cause them to make fundamental changes to their state welfare strategies. Joining us now to talk about this are two governors, Democrat Howard Dean of Vermont, who's in the studio in Washington. Welcome, Governor.
Thank you.
And Republican Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, who joins us from Little Rock. Welcome to you, Governor Huckabee.
Thank you very much, Robert, and good morning, Howard.
Good morning to you, Mike.
I'd like to begin with a question for both of you. First, Governor Dean, what's the problem with increasing the share of welfare recipients in your state who are working or in some work program from 50 to 70% over the next 5 years?
Let me first say that this is something that was created by the states, not the federal government. We actually got the first waivers in the country to do statewide welfare reform. When the federal law came in, the Governors Association, on a bipartisan basis, played a major role in making sure there weren't too many restrictive requirements put on by Congress. In our state, more than 50% of the people have gone off welfare forever. And the amazing thing about it is it's all in the private sector, and we don't see those people coming back onto the welfare rolls when the recession comes. So my argument is, if you impose bureaucratic requirements on us, such as having to fill out a bunch of paperwork to prove everybody's working 70% of the time or 70% of the caseload's working or 40-hour work weeks, you're essentially making it more difficult. We would have to create make-work public sector jobs in our state to fulfill the administration's requirements.
The work requirement now is not just for 50% of the recipients, but it's for 30 hours a week. The proposal calls for an increase not just in the number of recipients working, but also in the work week, up to 40 hours per week. Governor Huckabee, in Arkansas, similar problems or no?
We've had a very successful welfare reform. I think that the critical area is that we agree, I do certainly, wholeheartedly with the Bush administration's push to make sure that the focus of welfare reform is work. The real question is, how do we define it, and are we able to get credit for those cases that are completely closed, those that have moved completely off of government assistance, don't need it anymore? We have numbers of cases in our state. One, a lady in West Memphis, Arkansas, that was on welfare with two children. She wanted to be a nurse. She's moved from welfare to now, after 2 years of training, she's an RN, and she's making $32 an hour at a hospital in Memphis. Mm-hmm. She's certainly better off now than she ever was on welfare. But we need to make sure that we don't include her in the overall count in terms of whether or not we're being successful. That's the critical issue, I think, for many of us.
Mike's got his finger on something that's really important. That lady, we have many success mm-hmm. stories like that. That lady couldn't have gotten credit for the education she got under welfare reform, and she would not be an LPN today if the present rules had been in effect. And
because she would have had to be at a 40-hour-a-week
exactly,
job under the
exactly,
under
or she could get credit for less education. So all we're saying to the Bush administration is not you've got it all wrong mm-hmm. or this is awful. What we're saying is, look, let the states continue to do the job they've been doing.
I'd like to ask a question first to Governor Huckabee. How much of the problem here is that people like the woman you just described who became a nurse are the success stories, and as you reduce your caseloads, the people who are still receiving welfare are, because of their circumstances, the ones who are tougher to place into work?
Well, I think that we've all sort of moved through the easier cases. We'd have to acknowledge that. The ones who are trainable, the ones for whom we could find transportation and child care. Frankly, there are going to be some people who are just not employable. That's one of the reasons I think that most of us want flexibility with the new plan. And also, if we're going to define work, we need to make sure that it includes some definitions that would have rehabilitation. It might need to be training. Again, how we define work, I think that the issue is non-income earning hours mm-hmm. versus income earning hours, but still productive hours.
Governor Dean, you want to define it so that if somebody is doing something that might lead to work or that's productive but not necessarily being paid, that should count as part of the work requirement?
It does now, and it should, but I'm not hearing any groundswell from anywhere in the country in states governed by Democrats or Republicans that we've suddenly got to throw out everything we've done on welfare. So why all of a sudden this rule to make things less flexible and more difficult? We would have to give up some of our private sector opportunities because of lack of training money and instead focus on make work jobs. That's not a long-term good strategy for getting people off welfare.
Governor Huckabee.
Well, I certainly don't disagree with Howard on the issue of maintaining the flexibility. And I also agree that the real job opportunities have to be in the private sector because those are the long-term jobs. What I would hope that we would do is to realize that with additional flexibility comes additional accountability. Congress isn't going to give us money unless we can show that we're spending it wisely. I agree with Howard that I think that there isn't any groundswell from any state that I know of where people are saying the money's being wasted, it's not being well spent.
But there does seem to be a groundswell among your fellow Republicans in the House of Representatives and in the administration that there should be an increased work requirement, for example.
Well, I don't know that Howard is disagreeing with an increased work requirement as long as the increased work can be flexible enough to include training and
I am disagreeing with it, Mike. I think that the proposed work requirements in terms of the 40-hour work week are not workable, and they're going to undermine the good work that we've already done. I think where there can be some tightening up, and I hear Mike's call for accountability, and I think there's no harm in more accountability, is to readjust the percentage of the folks that the credit that we've gotten for the success that we've already had. All I'm asking for is moderation here. I'm not asking that we not do anything. I do think, though, that we need a bipartisan approach to this because the administration, I don't think, has put together a thoughtful approach here. They've simply made it more regulatory, more rules, more difficult to comply. And I think the states have, this is the most successful social change that came out of the 1990s, the most successful bar none. We've done such a good job with it. I think we've got to be very careful about undermining it.
Governor Huckabee.
I think the president's proposal still gives flexibility. There's room for debate and disagreement, and I think even compromise as it comes to the final solution. The one thing we believe that we have to have is a levelized funding on TANF, and the president has indicated his support for that, and it's in his proposal. I think that's important because even though we've moved in most cases half or more of the folks off of welfare, the more difficult cases are the ones we have left, and they're the ones that are going to require more resources in order to really move into meaningful work areas. And I think Howard and I would agree that the states have done the right thing and have done a good thing by engineering specific programs within our states that have empowered people to live better than they ever were living when their only resource was the government.
And Governor Dean.
I think that I've served a long time. I've served with three presidents and a Democratic and a Republican Congress. The one thing that seems always constant in Washington, no matter who's in power, the liberals, the conservatives, Republicans, or Democrats, is they always want to run everything from Washington. I think this is a good example of that. I don't see any reason that we should have rigid rules imposed on what I think is the most successful social program in the 1990s.
Well, Governor Howard Dean, Democrat of Vermont, and Governor Mike Huckabee, Republican of Arkansas, thanks to both of you.
Howard, send me some of that good syrup sometime, okay?
That's right. Well, if you win the bobsled race again, I definitely will.
I'll never be in a bobsled again, Howard. That was my one and only time. Take care.